Thank you. It's always a joy to speak somewhere where you know the people are hungry and want to hear and receive something from God. You know, I'm just going to start right in our series this month, Here Am I, Send Me. The scripture may not sound like it's applicable, but it is. And it's Genesis chapter 32, verse 22. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy of it all. That night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two female servants, and his 11 sons and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. After he had sent them across the stream, he sent over all his possessions. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." There's a song, you all know Bob Dylan. No matter what generation, you know, he kind of filters through. Bob Dylan, one of his most iconic songs was "Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door." You know it? "Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door." I don't know if I sing it better than he did. I never You never know. He's a great songwriter, but he didn't write that song in this context, but it sure is a great way to describe all the aspects of the Christian life, I think. We're knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, and we're knocking all the time, and we're doing that this morning. It's why we're here. It's why we are looking for a blessing, aren't we? I mean, isn't everybody here want a blessing from God? You know, when I first became a Christian in 1975, I had that album, one of his albums, earlier ones, because that was a long time ago, and it had a photo of Bob Dylan on the front cover. I just became a Christian, and I was looking at that, and I thought, now, wouldn't it be cool if Bob Dylan became a Christian? So I started praying for him. Then I found out he was a Jew, and I thought it would be even more cool if he became a Christian. So I started knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door for Bob Dylan and his salvation. I think I prayed for him almost every day for over a year. And from 1975, "Lord, save Bob Dylan." I don't know. I guess he just put it on my heart. Then in 1979, I bought a new album of Bob Dylan, and it was called "Slow Train Coming." You ever heard it? You know? And it was 100%. Radical, washed in the blood, evangelical, dynamic, born-again Christian. And I thought, man, oh man, isn't that so cool? Lord, you answered my prayer. I was knock, knock, knocking on your door for him all year. I'm sure others were too. And now he became a Christian. And I just thought, that is wild. That was really encouraging for a new Christian, I'll tell you. And you know what led him to say yes to God? Is because someone else felt led at one of his concerts. They took a silver cross, and while he was playing, they threw it onto the stage. And somehow, I don't know the whole story, but that was the catalyst that started leading Bob Dylan to become a Christian, that silver cross. And I think, "Here am I, send me." Toss a cross to Bob Dylan on his stage. Or, "Here am I, send me," pray for Bob Dylan for his salvation. Why did anybody bother to pray or toss that cross? It's because they knew the blessing of God themselves, or they wouldn't have bothered. Without the blessing, we wouldn't have cared. But the blessing of God is what does it. And like I say, our theme this month is, here am I, send me. But here's something you may not have thought of. But before there was ever in the Bible a here am I, send me, there was a here am I, bless me. Two sides of the same coin. It's here am I, Lord, bless me. Then there's the thank you. And then comes the here am I, send me. No one in their right mind, I think, has ever said, here am I, send me, without the blessing of God in their heart and in their life. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And up in heaven, the Lord says, Michael, you're the archangel. Go see what they're knocking on my door about. Lord, it's that person from Journey again. And he goes, won't they ever leave me alone? Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Moses, you go get it this time. Check it out. It's them again, Lord. They're back. Can't get any peace up here. Well, you can. That's not theological. But you'll find all of this is a parable in the Bible. Can't knock, knock, knocking on heaven doors. Oh, come on. Ezekiel, you go check it out. Deal with it. It's them again, Lord, and they want you to bless their families with salvation. Go back and tell them, I'm working on it. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Lord, now the whole church is there, and they're asking you to bless Antrim. Go back and tell them, I'm working on it. Lord, now they're all camped outside the gate, and they aren't leaving. They want the blessing. Well, go back and tell them I'm working on it. But Lord, what they're asking is, can you do it a little quicker? Now, you may think that's kind of out there. This is what Jesus said. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary, or in another way saying, bless me. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care what people think, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me. But you know what it was? This woman was wrestling with him. This woman was knocking on the door all the time, and she was wrestling. And the Lord said, Jesus Christ said, listen. We're singing about listening to the voice of God. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice or the blessing for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice. And here's what he says, and quickly. I think what I said about the knocking on door of heaven just fits this parable. And we're asking, Lord, can you do it quickly? Now, Jacob was knocking on heaven's door for a long time. He was doing it most of his life. And he was always searching for the blessing. He took many wrong turns, made a lot of enemies. And don't we all take wrong turns? You know, and he had to leave his home and his family, and he had to run from his life, from Israel or Canaan, and move away because his brother Esau was after him and wanted to kill him because of what Jacob did, of trying to get the blessing. But after many years, Jacob was ready to come home, but he doesn't know what kind of reception he's going to get. Is his brother Esau going to kill him? Is his brother Esau going to kill his wife and children? Is his brother going to steal all his stuff? And you know, we all care about our stuff. And that night, he was alone by himself, and he knows the next morning, I'm going to step over this line, and I'm going to go into Canaan, and my brother's going to be waiting for me. And is he going to kneecap me and shoot me, or how's this going to work out? And so that night, while he was working through this you know the story, some unrecognizable man who won't identify himself comes and wrestles, has a wrestling match with him most of the night. Now, it's funny, the narrator says it was an angel he was wrestling with. Another version talks about it being a messenger. And you wonder, well, was it a messenger of heaven or a messenger of Esau he wrestled with? The text isn't clear. And when the fight is over, Jacob says, I saw God face to face, and my life was spared. So then I wonder, well, who was he wrestling with? Was it God? Was it an angel? Was it a messenger of Esau? Who was this man? But one thing is clear. Jacob was knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door that night. And, you know, I don't think we could ever fully describe a divine encounter with human words. I think we can all give words, but it really doesn't describe what a divine encounter with God is, because it transcends our language. And but I think that's what was going on here. But we know, and Jacob knew, I had a divine encounter, and it changed my life. And I was knocking on heaven's door, and I was wrestling God to the ground, or whoever it was, but I knew it was God, even though it may have been this or that. And I got the blessing. And from that blessing, he was able to fulfill everything God called him to do. It was almost like, here am I, Lord, bless me. Thank you, Lord. Here am I, Lord, send me. And then he went and fulfilled. I would just throw this out. So many times we stand and we go, here am I, bless me, Lord. Thank you. Here am I, bless me, Lord. Thank you. Next Sunday. Here am I, bless me, Lord. Thank you. But how many times do we follow through and go, and here am I, Lord, with the blessing. Send me. And you know what happens? I'm sorry, just to keep the cycle here. God looks down and he says, thank you. Good and faithful servant. And I don't want to get up to heaven and stand there before God and say, man, you blessed me all my life, and have nothing more to say. But I want to stand up there and say, and Lord, you sent me out and I fulfilled all you called me to do. Well done, good and faithful servant. Let's not just have the here am I, bless me. We need it. But it doesn't stop there. Amen. And you know, if I was wrestling like Jacob, you know, he was pinned on the ground and his hip was thrown out and it was unfixable. He was incurable for the rest of his life. It says he walked with a limp. I mean, he was crippled for the rest of the life from that wrestling match. I don't know about you, but I think I'd be yelling and screaming, because that's what I do. I'd be going, okay, I give up, you know, time out, you win. And I'd crawl away and hide under a tree and rub my wounds. Now, I have a very low pain threshold. I don't know if you do. I mean, I could really describe and tell you what a man flu is, but I have... Here's a story that will totally embarrass me, but I'll do it anyway. So we're going to fly out from the Belfast airport, and we had to take the COVID test. They had it in the in the lobby there. You had to take a COVID test before getting on the plane. And so they did it, and it just partitions. And I go in to do the COVID test, and he was sticking that thing down my throat. I thought he was choking me, and I couldn't help. I just going, stop. And it was loud. I kind of forgot where I was at. And I go out, and I walk out to get on the plane, and we're just looking, who's this? My wife could hardly look at me, you know. But amen. But Jacob, he gets his hip thrown out for life. I mean, that must have been really painful. He doesn't say, I surrender. He says, the guy said, let me go. And he goes, I am not going to let you go until or unless you bless me. I will not let you go, no matter what, until you bless me. And then when he was blessed, here am I, send me. In Genesis, the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome. And what I hear in all of this is knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I will not let you go unless you bless me. Now, some of us more spiritual folk here may think that that's a selfish prayer. Lord, bless me. How many admit that they have prayed that prayer? Amen. You are probably the holy one. But I find I can't do anything without God's blessing. I achieve nothing without God's blessing. And just to say, here am I, send me. And first, I don't get the blessing from God or take the time. All my labor isn't going to offer much. It's like what John said. We're throwing our nets on one side of the boat, not getting anything. Here am I, send me. I'm out here fishing, but I'm not getting anything. And religious folk here may think that this wrestling business, you know, that God really doesn't like that because we got to be all holy and say the right things and, you know, be civilized. I don't think God wants that. You know, I used to listen to the prosperity preachers a lot when I first became a Christian, like Kenneth Copeland and them. And often I remember their teaching was, man, don't pray something twice, because if you pray twice, that shows you don't have faith. So you should pray once in faith, let it rest, and that's it. I see nowhere in the Bible where it says that. All I see is pray in faith, but it tells you, but don't stop. Don't stop. Keep knocking on that door until you get it. I will wrestle you, and I will not let you go until you give me what I'm asking for. And I'm even asking, Lord, can you be a little quicker? I've been praying for 40 years for my brother. Lord, can you be a little quicker? And he says that in that parable. He will come and answer quickly. So maybe it's a lack of faith on our part, thinking this just has to stretch out and out and out for all these decades. And maybe it's us. We got to knock on the door, camp at the gate. Amen. Show him we really care. I think that's what God says when you wrestle with me. Show me that you really want this. Show me that you really care. Show me your passion in this, that you will wrestle with me. Jeremiah 29:12, you will call on me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you. Passion, tenacity, sacrifice, radical faith. Here I am, Lord. I will not let you go until you bless me. Thank you. Here am I, Lord. Send me. A verse you know very well, Isaiah 62:6. I love it. It's kind of run through my life, really. I have posted watchmen on your walls. Antrim, although it says Jerusalem, they will never be silent day and night, these watchmen on the walls. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest. That's the Bible telling us, give yourselves no rest and give him no rest till he establishes Antrim or Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. We're praying for our city. And I think the Lord would be saying, don't give up, don't lose heart. And maybe add some quickly in there. But I tell you something, and he's moving, and I know I see a big change in this land. I'd say in the last 5 years, I see people more open than I have seen since I've been here when I talk to people on the street and how they respond. And I would say, yes, here I am, Lord, bless me and answer my prayer and bless the town I live in. Thank you, Lord. But if we don't go out, it's like what all of God prepared just dies on the vine. Because who's there to pick the fruit? And I think when we pray for something, we also need to say, and I will be the answer, Lord. Do it through me. Is this making sense? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Sometimes we don't see many answers to our prayers because our prayers are so limp and tame. You know, oh, great one. The flowery language isn't what he's really into. It's almost like, let's do some wrestling. If you want to hear some honest prayers, I mean, read half the Psalms, and you'll see prayers that'll curl your eyebrows. Here's one. Oh, Lord. Psalm 58 from the Message. God smashed their teeth to bits. You ever prayed that? Leave them toothless. Let them dissolve into snail slime. Now, I bet you never walked into your granny's house and saw that framed on the wall. Amen. I was thinking the other day, I'm going to get a really sweet landscape and put that on there and frame it. It's not a cult. But it's like, here am I, send me, Lord. Even if I have a limp. And I tell you something, I answered that prayer and I speak to everybody, but I definitely have a lot of limps. I tell you, a lot of times I walk away embarrassed and sometimes I don't know exactly what to do, you know, but I know I do crazy things sometimes. That's my limp. But man, I'm still going to say, here am I, Lord, send me, and I'm going to go. And I'm going to speak to anybody I can about Jesus Christ, and I do. I'd give examples, but we're being recorded, and I better not. So too bad. You internet people need to come and visit us. Sorry. Here we go. But these people in the Psalms, they're wrestling with God. They aren't just saying prayers. They're being real. They're being raw. They're being honest. And they're going in there, and it's almost, I feel this way, Lord. Change my heart. I'm wrestling with you. Change my heart. When Jacob wrestled that night for the blessing was a change of character. The conniver, Jacob, became Israel, the one who prevails with God. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. I will not let you go until you bless me. Over 10 years ago, my brother had a brain tumor and he was dying back in the States. And I prayed for him every day for over a year for God to heal him. But you know, knocking on heaven's door doesn't mean that I pray the same words and the same prayer every day in the same way. And even Jesus in Matthew 6:7 said we shouldn't do that. So every day I'd ask Jesus, Lord, how do you want me to pray for my brother today for healing? And he would give me certain things of how to pray for him every day. It was like a progression, I guess. So every day I'd ask the Lord, how do you want me to pray for my dear brother today? Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door and not giving up. Enter the ring and wrestle with God. I will not let you go until you bless me. And then one day, I just felt the leading of the Lord, or I don't know how do you explain the leading of the Lord. I went into a room by myself, shut the door, and I just stood like this, and it just a my brother's not a Christian. It was a picture in my head, however you want to explain it. And I saw him on the ground like this before me. And I put my hands this way the Lord led, and I just prayed, Lord, heal my brother and heal him of this tumor in Jesus' name, you know, and prayed the prayer. But I felt something special happen that day. And this is the honest truth. From that day, he started to recover, and he's still with us today, and he doesn't have that tumor. And I would say, knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door, I am not going to give up. And I would say to us all, don't be discouraged in your prayers. Don't be discouraged. Keep doing it. And if we stop with the blessing, we miss the whole point. And we get caught, like I said, in that selfish loop. Here I am, Lord, bless me. Thank you. Here I am, Lord, bless me. And some of us who as Christians, it's easy to get in that kind of loop. But we got to be, here I am, Lord, send me. And then we need to go. It's more than just words. It's like what John was saying. I thought that was so good. Throwing it over on this side all the time when Jesus says, throw the net over here. And then you'll catch. And you know when you do that, here am I, send me, the greater blessing comes. And that greater blessing is a blessing you would never get if you're just sitting here saying, bless me, thank you, bless me, thank you. It's the greater blessing we want. We always say, more of you, Lord Jesus. We want more of you. And God is saying, well, give me a little more to work with. Here am I, send me. And Jesus goes, okay. You know, I'll end with this little thing. Jesus said in Matthew 22:14, many are called, few are chosen. And sometimes we think, well, I don't know if I'm called. I don't know if I'm chosen. You know, am I called and chosen to go out and do these things? But this is the way it works. It's like God gives a call to all the Christians. All the Christians in Antrim, the call goes out by the Holy Spirit. And maybe that call is, I want you to go speak to Alfredo Schwartz at Domino's about me. I'm just giving an example, obviously. So the call goes out. And then there's Sister Margaret in the Presbyterian Church sitting in the back row on the pew, just finished singing Beulah Land. And she's there, and she hears the call, and she goes, here am I, send me. The call went out to all the Christians. But one stands and says, here am I, send me. And then God goes, I choose you. And you're waiting to be chosen, you're waiting to be called. The call's going out all the time. The call went out in the Bible. Go out and tell them. But now, who's chosen? It's the ones who say, here am I, send me. And God says, I choose you. And I will bless you. And I will equip you. And you will bring much fruit because you're throwing your net now on the right side of the boat. And then we stand before God. And he says, thank you, my dear servant. Thank you. Do you ever hear God say thank you to you? You know, there are times in my head, whether it's God or not, who can say? You know, it's one of those divine encounters. I feel at times when I do something, I feel God saying, thank you, son. I say, thank you, Lord. May I bless you and not just look for your blessing. May I bless your heart. Amen. I could give an altar call. Do what you want, you know. I think God should give the altar call. His call's going out. And maybe it's just for us to just be honest with God, wrestle with him, and just say, Lord, even I'm afraid. Well, Lord, bless me with a bit of courage. Lord, I don't think I have the words. Well, Lord, give me the words. I'm seeking you, Lord, but I'm going to go out. Here am I, send me. I'll go out with the limp, but I'm going out. For your name's sake and for your glory, not for mine. In Jesus' name, a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you, my brothers and sisters. May the Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.